Now you can save on Cox Internet by adding Cox Mobile, so you can do everything you want, everywhere you want. Stream the big game with fiber-powered speeds at home, or capture it courtside on your phone with unbeatable 5G reliability on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other restrictions apply. Now you'll save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile. Enjoy fast speeds at home and on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other restrictions apply.
You hear the music. Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. This is the program that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening around the National Football League. Coming up on this edition of the program, we'll preview Week 10's most important games of the 2023 NFL regular season and give game picks for Week 10's most important games in the National Football League. But before we go forward into Week 10, let's take you back to Week 9 of the 2023 NFL regular season. Let's start off with Thursday night football between the Tennessee Titans and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Close game, but in the end, the Steelers would hold on to win 20-16. In the NFL International Series, we had the game in Frankfurt, Germany, between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins. Final score would be Chiefs 21, Miami 14. The Seattle Seahawks took on the Baltimore Ravens, and it was all domination. Baltimore would win 37-3. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers took on the Houston Texans in a thrilling game. Baker Mayfield threw a touchdown pass late in the game, but guess what? Rookie quarterback C.J. Stroud, he responded as the Texans would come from behind to beat the Buccaneers 39-37. The New York Giants took on the Las Vegas Raiders. It was all Raiders. Impressive day coaching debut from interim head coach Antonio Pierce. The Raiders would go on to beat the Giants 30-6. The Dallas Cowboys took on the Philadelphia Eagles in an amazing game in Philadelphia. Eagles hold on to beat the boys 28-23. Sunday Night Football saw the Buffalo Bills take on the Cincinnati Bengals. In the end, it was Joe Burrow and the Bengals handling their business. Bengals beat the Bills 24-18. Monday Night Football at MetLife Stadium at the New Jersey Meadowlands. Domination from the Chargers and especially their defense. Zach Wilson had no answers. The Los Angeles Chargers beat the New York Jets 27-6. And that takes care of your scores from the most important games from Week 9 in the NFL. All right, now it's time for my top three storylines. I want to start off talking about C.J. Stroud. The 2023 NFL draft, this year's NFL draft, we know that Bryce Young, the number one overall pick in this year's draft, drafted by the Carolina Panthers, people were expecting him to do great things. He has struggled so far this year, but C.J. Stroud, the number two overall pick from the Houston Texans, man, he has been sensational so far this year. And a lot of experts and a lot of broadcasters and podcasters, including myself, see C.J. Stroud as the runaway favorite to win this year's Rookie of the Year. C.J. showed so much maturity, specifically in the game last week against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Coming from behind to pull off in an impressive comeback, it was so impressive. Stroud in this game passed for 470 yards. He broke the NFL single-game passing yard record for a rookie quarterback that was set in 2012 by Andrew Luck. C.J. Stroud, listen, Houston, they've got a catch and then some. And then when you add some of the supporting cast that has helped them out this year with the likes of Tank Dell and also with Dalton Schultz, just to name a few, the Texans have been rocking and rolling on the offensive side. And if everything goes well for them, you've got to put D'Amico Ryans in consideration for Head Coach of the Year honors in Houston. But C.J. Stroud, man, if you have not had an opportunity to watch the Houston Texans play this year, CJ's been solid. Matter of fact, if you missed that game against the New Orleans Saints a few weeks ago or last week's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, you missed out. But, hey, you can always go back and look at the highlights on the Internet. But bottom line is this, C.J. Stroud, if he plays this way, 9 times out of 10 he's going to be hands-on favorite to win this year's Rookie of the Year. My next storyline is going to be Joshua Dobbs. When you think of Joshua Dobbs, the first thing that comes to my mind is a journeyman. Joshua Dobbs has played for the Pittsburgh Steelers not once, but twice. He's played for the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Cleveland Browns, was a member of the Detroit Lions practice squad. Then he was with the Tennessee Titans. All in the same year, all in the year of 2022, Dobbs played for three teams, Cleveland, Detroit, and Tennessee. Then in 2023, he goes back to Cleveland, this time as part of the practice squad. Then he winds up with the Arizona Cardinals. Had some flashes of greatness, won a game for Arizona. Then the trade deadline happened. The Minnesota Vikings needed a quarterback to replace Kirk Cousins. Guess who comes in? Joshua Dobbs. Not less than a week, he didn't even know the names of his offensive linemen. But guess what? It didn't matter, because when you think of somebody like Joshua Dobbs, a guy that has an IQ that is out of this world, and certainly Joshua is someone that he comes in and he gets the job done. He comes in and he handles his business, and he handled his business in Minnesota's win last week against the Atlanta Falcons. So again, you come to a new team as a result of the trade deadline. The Vikings needed a quarterback. Kirk Cousins, done for the year after tearing his ACL. And again, Joshua Dobbs, he didn't know none of the names of his offensive linemen, wasn't familiar with the playbook, but he came in like a true professional, came in like a true player on the team. Like it felt like home almost. It felt like he had been with the team for a year or several years. But congratulations to Joshua Dobbs for performing well despite quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings for that win over the Atlanta Falcons. My last storyline is going to be Daniel Jones. During the offseason, Daniel Jones signed a four-year, $160 million contract extension to be the quarterback of the New York Giants. Everyone has waited for Daniel Jones to take the next step, go over that obstacle, that hurdle. He's had a lot of injuries, and he has a running back named Saquon Barkley. And Saquon could have used a lot of that $160 million, right? Guess what? The Giants decided not to pay Saquon. They gave Daniel Jones the contract. Week 5, Jones sustains a neck injury in the loss over the Miami Dolphins. After missing 2 games, he comes back in the game against the Las Vegas Raiders. Guess what? He injured his knee first quarter. Guess what? Early in the second quarter, his knee buckled after he dropped back to make a pass. Later, it was found out that Jones would be out for the season with a torn ACL in his right knee. So, and God bless Daniel Jones, and I'm trying to be nice about this situation, but everybody knows the wrong person got paid. Everybody knows the wrong person got the contract. Saquon Barkley is the heart and soul of that team. We already know that. Yes, Saquon is a running back. Yes, he has injuries, but hey, Saquon is tough. You need him to run the ball, catch the ball at the backfield. Saquon Barkley is going to do it for you and then some. I just don't know. I mean, Tyrod Taylor has been solid for the New York Giants, but it's been confirmed that Tommy DeVito will be the starting quarterback for the Giants against the Dallas Cowboys for Week 10. So this is a strange situation, but we've seen strange things happen, not just in life, but in professional sports. This is one of them. Giving a quarterback who has been, I don't know, mid-range, low service, I don't know what it is. He can't stay healthy. He gets beat up. I don't know what is going on. I don't know what the New York Giants saw that I didn't see or we didn't see in giving Daniel Jones the contract extension, but nevertheless, he got the money, and now he's done for the year after tearing an ACL in his right knee in the loss to the Las Vegas Raiders. The Giants is going to be a long road ahead. What do they do going forward? Is Tommy DeVito the answer? Will they go through the draft and maybe Caleb Williams is there? Maybe take a risk on Bo Nix? Maybe Drake May? I don't know. We'll see what happens, but bottom line is the Giants, they've got their hands full at the quarterback position. It just hasn't been the same since Eli Manning announced his retirement. So they've got ways to go, man, and they got to get it fixed in a hurry because you know how fans are in New York. Time is money, and they don't have much patience, and you better deliver because if you don't deliver, the boo birds will come out. All right, before we go to break, I just want to give you some more news to pass along to you. Congratulations to Antonio Pierce, the interim head coach, also the linebackers coach for the Las Vegas Raiders. Congratulations to him on getting his first win as a NFL head coach. Antonio, he's been around for a minute. He was a linebackers coach and also was an assistant head coach at Arizona State in the college ranks, and he was the linebackers coach for the Raiders for two seasons. He still is the linebackers coach and is currently the interim head coach after replacing Josh McDaniels, who was fired. But again, congratulations to Antonio Pierce for his first win as a head coach in the NFL. Now, remember, this is only one game, but hey, kudos to Antonio. He grew up in Los Angeles, grew up in South Central Los Angeles, to be exact, growing up in Compton. He said that he grew up a Raider fan, a diehard Raider fan, and now he's the interim head coach of the team he grew up rooting for in South Central L.A. Carson Wentz, you know about Carson Wentz, was a member of the Super Bowl team with the Philadelphia Eagles, one season with the Indianapolis Colts, one season as the starting quarterback with the Washington Commanders, but now Carson's back in the NFL. He signed a contract with the Los Angeles Rams. Matthew Stafford is currently injured. He's a backup to Stafford. They had another quarterback in the game last week. The Rams wind up losing to the Green Bay Packers, and they needed help quick, fast, in a hurry at that quarterback position. Carson Wentz, the injuries, we know about that, but one thing about Carson, he's tough, he brings it, and hopefully, you know, with Wentz serving as the backup to Stafford, hopefully it can shed a little light to the quarterback position, and hopefully the Rams can do something with him in the event Stafford goes down again. So again, congratulations to Carson Wentz on signing a contract to become backup quarterback to Matthew Stafford with the Los Angeles Rams. And the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins will appear on the in-season edition of HBO's Hard Knocks. You know, for the last several years, HBO, along with the NFL and also NFL Films, they've done this Hard Knocks show, specifically the in-season edition of Hard Knocks. There's no date that has been set as of yet, but it's the show will debut later this fall. So it's going to be interesting how we see the Miami Dolphins and the later part of the year. And, you know, things can get tense. Things can get very interesting second half of the year. Teams can either continue a winning streak or they can start losing. But the Miami Dolphins have been selected to be this year's in-season edition of HBO's Hard Knocks. So we'll see Tua, Tyreek, Jalen Waddle, Raheem Mostert, of course, head coach Mike McDaniel, in all of their glory later on this season. All right, let's move along now to let's talk about this week's most important games for Week 10 in the NFL. Thursday night football, we have the Carolina Panthers going up against the Chicago Bears. Carolina, let's just say the Panthers, they were embarrassed last week by the Indianapolis Colts. Bryce Young going through the growing pains as a rookie quarterback in the NFL. The Panthers don't really have any answers. This is just kind of a season where they're just getting their feet wet with their new quarterback. As for the Chicago Bears, they lost a tough one down in New Orleans last week to the New Orleans Saints. Justin Fields will not play in this game, still battling that thumb injury. So Tyson Bagent will once again get the start. And Tyson has shown a lot of promise. Tyson can make plays when necessary. One of his big targets is Cole Kmet, also Darnell Mooney. So we've got Thursday night football is going to be an interesting matchup. The Carolina Panthers, Bryce Young. We'll see how the rest of the season plays out for him because we're starting to hit the midway point of the year. Carolina wants to finish out strong, but Bryce is going to have his hands full. It's going to be tough going up against the Chicago Bears at Soldier Field. Chicago lost a tough game last week to New Orleans. They're looking to rebound and bounce back from this. Tyson Bagent, he's looking to get better from the loss against the New Orleans Saints. DJ Moore, Darnell Mooney, Cole Kmet. They're all looking to try to get something going as we start to get to the midway point of this NFL season. AFC North rivals, the Cleveland Browns, square off against the Baltimore Ravens. Let's start off with the Cleveland Browns for a moment. Deshaun Watson returned from his shoulder injury. He was effective, having two touchdown passes. Amari Cooper doing what he does best, catching balls, tip balls, that is, and just doing his thing. David Njoku played well. The defense was solid as well. Miles Garrett disrupting offensive linemen, no surprise. Also, Dalvin Tomlinson was effective as well. So Cleveland handled their business in last week's game against the Arizona Cardinals. And speaking of handling their business, the Baltimore Ravens, listen, Lamar Jackson is an MVP candidate. There's no question about it. To me, he's the front runner to win this year's league MVP. They got a nice running duo with Justice Hill, also Gus Edwards. Defensively, they're playing well. Roquan Smith. We're looking at the talent of Roquan Smith. We saw flashes of it in Chicago, but now we're really seeing it in Baltimore. Odell Beckham Jr. starting to be effective, and then again coming back from the injury. You know what Mark Andrews brings to the table as a tight end. So Cleveland and Baltimore, you know, these two teams play really hard. They play tough. Hey, that's the AFC North. It's no nonsense, no frills, just smash mouth football. The Cleveland Browns and the Baltimore Ravens, we got Deshaun Watson going up against Lamar Jackson. Should be an interesting matchup. The San Francisco 49ers go up against the Jacksonville Jaguars. The 49ers coming off of the bye week. Before the bye week, they lost at home to Joe Burrow and the Cincinnati Bengals. So the 49ers are looking to get back on their winning ways. Christian McCaffrey is going to be more than 100% for this game against Jacksonville. They're also looking to get Deebo Samuel back. You know, George Kittle is going to be pumped and ready to go. That 49er defense, they're licking their chops. Nick Bosa and company, they're looking to try to disrupt the Jaguars' offense with Trevor Lawrence at quarterback. You've got Travis Etienne, also Calvin Ridley at the wide receiver position. This is going to be an intriguing game. San Francisco and Jacksonville, I've mentioned one of the quarterbacks in Trevor Lawrence. What about Brock Purdy? Did Brock make the changes that were necessary during the bye week to try to get himself together? We'll see. Jacksonville's defense is no pushover. We can't sleep on Jacksonville and that defense. We talk about the offense, but we cannot sleep on the defense. It's North Florida. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be nice. And we're going to have two teams that are going to be going at each other. That's the San Francisco 49ers and the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Houston Texans square off against the Cincinnati Bengals. So we've got the Cincinnati Bengals Sunday Night Football. Handled their business beating the Buffalo Bills on an emotional night. Of course, remembering what happened early in January with the DeMar Hamlin situation. For the Bengals, it was an emotional night. They won on Sunday Night Football, beating the Buffalo Bills. For the Houston Texans, the future is now, and they got a quarterback, and his name is C.J. Stroud, who, as I stated earlier in the show, most likely will win the Rookie of the Year honors. So we've got the Houston Texans. We've got the Cincinnati Bengals. Ja'Marr Chase may play in this game. If you watched last Sunday night's game against the Buffalo Bills, he went up for a catch. He landed hard on his back, and he was saying that his back was real sore, so they're going to be watching him carefully. Most likely, I think he's going to play in this game. We'll see what happens, how effective he's going to be. But Cincinnati's defense, they've got their hands full with their receivers, with the like of Tank Dell, and of course you have Dalton Schultz. But C.J. Stroud is a talent, man. And again, if you have not had the opportunity to watch the Houston Texans so far this year, you're missing out on the treat, because C.J. Stroud is one of a kind. And give kudos also to the head coach of the Texans, D'Amico Ryans. So we've got the Cincinnati Bengals taking on the Houston Texans. The Detroit Lions square off against the Los Angeles Chargers. The Chargers embarrassed the New York Jets last Monday night. Zach Wilson had no answers, and he had nowhere to turn to, except he turned to the likes of a Derwin James Jr., Asante Samuel Jr., oh, and also Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa. That's where he had to turn to. But he was on the, let's just say he was on the wrong side of the track, so to speak. So the Chargers defense handled their business. Detroit, bye week last week, but the week before that, they beat the Raiders on Monday Night Football. So the Lions are going to be heading into the West Coast to take on the Chargers. Jared Goff is going to have his hands full with that talented Chargers defense. Bosa, Mack, Derwin James Jr., just to name a few. Also can't forget about Kenneth Murray as well. As for the Chargers, listen, defensively, they're going to be strong. Offensively, Justin Herbert had a decent game last Monday night. He is looking to make up for it in a major way against Detroit, but the Lions' defense is tough. Aiden Hutchinson, he's the leader of that defense. And it's going to be interesting because, again, you talk about the Jets' defense, and the Jets' defense is very sound. Don't sleep on the Lions' defense. They've got some road warriors on that squad, and Aiden Hutchinson is leading the pack. So we've got the Detroit Lions going up against the Los Angeles Chargers. We got Jared Goff. We also have Justin Herbert. We've got Austin Eckler. We got Jahmyr Gibbs. Oh, we also got Detroit's got a tight end named Sam Laporta. I talked about C.J. Stroud most likely being the front runner to be the rookie of the year, but also you got to put Sam Laporta in there as well from the Detroit Lions. So we got Detroit and the L.A. Chargers. The Washington Commanders will square off against the Seattle Seahawks. First for the Seahawks, they were embarrassed. Let's just be real with it. I don't know if embarrassed is a worse word, but hey, I'll use embarrassed. They were embarrassed by the Baltimore Ravens last week. The defense had no answers for Lamar Jackson and company. Offensively, Geno Smith treated like a rag dog. Kenneth Walker, he had no place to go. Tyler Lockett and DK Metcalf, serviceable, but they didn't play their best games. So they head back to the West Coast, head to the Pacific Northwest to take on the Washington Commanders. The Commanders come from behind win, beating the New England Patriots in a very close game. Sam Howell has benefited tremendously under the direction of Eric Bieniemy as the offensive coordinator. I like how they're moving the ball. I like how the Commanders are moving with Sam Howell. Brian Robinson Jr. has been a nice addition. Antonio Gibson has done his part as well, running and receiving. Scary Terry. Terry McLaurin, my goodness, you know what Scary Terry brings to the table, right? Jahan Dotson's been very nice. Logan Thomas has been a good tight end. We talk about tight ends like Travis Kelce. We also talk about George Kittle. But you also got to talk about Logan Thomas as well. Logan has made his presence felt in this offense with Washington. And all things considered, with the trade deadline, losing Chase Young, Montez Sweat, and this was a big win for the Commanders. And the Commanders, they hope to take that streak to the West Coast to take on the Seattle Seahawks. So we've got the Washington Commanders and the Seattle Seahawks. Should be a great game in Seattle. Sunday Night Football, the New York Jets square off against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Jets, I'll say it before and I'll say it again, they were embarrassed last Monday night by the Los Angeles Chargers. Zach Wilson, no answers. Garrett Wilson played a decent game, but they just couldn't get anything going against Charger defense. Robert Saleh says that he will stick with Zach Wilson no matter what. Aaron Rodgers, he says give him a few weeks and he'll have an answer in terms of how he's doing with the Achilles injury and the rehab. And I don't know. I don't think Rodgers should come back. That's just my opinion. I don't think he should come back because it's nothing for him really to play for. I think just ride out this season with Zach Wilson, and who knows, maybe the Jets could be in the picture in terms of getting a wild card spot. Who knows? But as far as the Las Vegas Raiders is concerned, listen, they've got a new energy and a new excitement with interim head coach Antonio Pierce. Aiden O'Connell has played well. He was phenomenal in last week's win over the New York Giants. So you had Aiden O'Connell, also Josh Jacobs, he played well, and Davante Adams was solid. Davante played well, and I think maybe with under Coach Pierce, who knows, Davante Adams could get more touches And the defense, they played well as well with the likes of Max Crosby. So Sunday Night Football in Las Vegas, we got the New York Jets going up against the Las Vegas Raiders. Monday Night Football, the Denver Broncos square off against the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo lost last Sunday night to the Cincinnati Bengals, an emotional game for both teams, coming off of the DeMar Hamlin situation that had taken place early in January, and the Bills were looking to come in and try to win that game. They fell short, and they're going to be heading back home to Orchard Park, New York, to try to get it right on Monday night against the Denver Broncos. Denver coming off of the bye week, but before that, they successfully took down Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Specifically, that offense, the Chiefs offense just had no answers. And give kudos to Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator for the Denver Broncos. Great game plan taking down Mahomes, Kelsey, and that offense. And also Sean Payton. Sean Payton, hey, he had his team on point. He had Russell Wilson on point. They cooked in that game against the Chiefs. They cooked a few steaks here and there, and they got a little baked potatoes. You know, we're not putting a full menu together just yet. Not the porterhouse, but they cooked the Kansas City Strip and got a little baked potato. So that's what Russ was cooking last week, and he was effective. And also Coach Payton and defensive coordinator Vance Joseph, they came in, they handled their business and certainly pulled off an impressive win over the Kansas City Chiefs. So we have Monday Night Football. It's going to be an interesting affair between the Denver Broncos and the Buffalo Bills. Now it's time for my game of the week. My game of the week is going to be the Denver Broncos versus the Buffalo Bills. When I think of these two teams, during the 80s and the 90s, two quarterbacks, John Elway and Jim Kelly. And also you can add the other names to these two teams, Andre Reed, Bruce Smith, Thurman Thomas, James Lofton, Kenneth Davis, Pete Metzelaars. Also, when you think of Ricky Natil, Vance Joseph, Mark Jackson, Shannon Sharp, also Carl Mecklenburg, Steve Atwater, just to name a few. Those are the names that make up that rivalry between the Broncos and Bills during the 80s and the 90s. But that was then, and this is now, 2023. And we've got two quarterbacks. Hey, the NFL is a league of quarterbacks, right? We've got Josh Allen and Russell Wilson. We've got one quarterback that has already won a Super Bowl and trying to cement his legacy and trying to right the wrong of a bad season from a year ago. We've got another quarterback that's trying to get to the mountaintop and has constant competition right in front of him. The head coaches, Sean McDermott, Sean Payton. One is rooted in defense. One is rooted in offense. Both of these teams have dedicated fan bases. But, man, when you talk about fan bases, not just in the NFL, but just in all of sports, Buffalo Bills fans are something else. Western New York, Buffalo, Orchard Park, to be exact, they always show up for their team no matter what. And you could believe Monday night they're going to show up in full force for their Buffalo Bills as they take on the Denver Broncos. Certainly, these two teams have played each other a total of 40 times, including in the playoffs. They've only played each other one time in the playoffs. That's interesting. This is my first time knowing this. I would have never thought that. I thought the Broncos and Bills, to my knowledge, I thought they played once. Well, not once, but I actually thought that they played more times in the playoffs, but they only played one time in the playoffs. And currently, Buffalo leads the all-time series 23-16-1. So Buffalo has won 23 times. Denver has won 16 times, and they have one tie. So, and again, that I want to let everybody know that postseason game took place on January the 12th of 1992. Buffalo would go on to win 10-7. But hey, those memories were great. But I believe more memories are going to be made in this game with Monday Night Football. We've got the Denver Broncos going up against the Buffalo Bills, my game of the week. Before we get on out of here, I want to give you my picks on who I think will win Week 10's most important games in the NFL. Thursday night football, the Carolina Panthers versus the Chicago Bears. I like Chicago to win. The Cleveland Browns versus the Baltimore Ravens. I like Baltimore to win. The San Francisco 49ers versus the Jacksonville Jaguars. I like Jacksonville to win. The Houston Texans versus the Cincinnati Bengals. I like Houston to win. The Detroit Lions versus the Los Angeles Chargers. I like Detroit to win. The Washington Commanders versus the Seattle Seahawks. I like Washington to get the win in the Pacific Northwest. Sunday night football, the New York Jets versus the Las Vegas Raiders. I like Las Vegas to win. Monday night football, the Denver Broncos versus the Buffalo Bills. I think this is going to be a close game, but I like Denver to win. So again, my picks to win Week 10's most important games are Chicago, Baltimore, Jacksonville, Houston, Detroit, Washington, Las Vegas, and Denver. And that's it. And there you have it. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of the League Wraparound. Once again, a big special thank you to you, the listeners out there, for tuning in to this edition of the program. It's always, it's a lot of fun, and we hope we can continue not only to entertain you, but most importantly, to inform you of what's going on in the NFL. Until next time, everybody, I'm Matt Robinson, saying so long, and you take care.
Now you can save on Cox Internet by adding Cox Mobile, so you can do everything you want, everywhere you want. Stream the big game with fiber-powered speeds at home, or capture it courtside on your phone with unbeatable 5G reliability on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now you can save on Cox Internet by adding Cox Mobile, so you can do everything you want, everywhere you want. Stream the big game with fiber-powered speeds at home, or capture it courtside on your phone with unbeatable 5G reliability on the go, so you can do more without spending more. Save on Cox Internet when you add Cox Mobile. Learn more at cox.com/internet. Not all services and features available everywhere. Other restrictions apply.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Constant Contact's digital marketing platform is just what your small business needs to stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results. With an easy-to-use, powerful toolset of email and SMS marketing and social media and events management, you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your growth. Not a marketer? No sweat. With our AI content generator and automated emails and texts, you'll say the right thing at the right time, every time. So get going and growing with Constant Contact today. Try it free at constantcontact.com.